another day. I just want to live another day. See that brown and woman coming back away.
Prince for disaster. Oh, tonight somebody gonna wish you never. station. Board the train that's eastbound. Tell mama and all the folks back home. Sometimes a man just feels he's got to make it alone.
Energy music for you to help you keep from getting lethargic on this cold Saturday night. Saturday the 2nd of December already, 2018, just around the corner. Good evening to you. Nope, it's not Rico with the cold. I'm Vince Vinyl, sitting in for Rico tonight, making an unusual Saturday appearance. Rico Mortis is off on a side gig tonight. He'll be popping out of a giant cake wearing nothing but a jock strap at a bachelorette party in about an hour or so. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. It's 9 p.m. Tell Mama is the title on that last song there from Savoy Brown. Phil Lee did Blueprint for Disaster, and Woke Up Dreamin'. At the front was Joe Bonamassa and Tina Gui. A live track calling for some speedy finger work from both of them. Cello player Tina Gui riffing on Flight of the Bumblebee there a bit. Not sure that's what Joe had in mind when he wrote the song, but it worked well. That one recorded during a run of shows Joe Bonamassa performed at the legendary Carnegie Hall earlier this year. Clear and cool on the Central Coast is a weather forecast for Sunday and the next few days, with daytime temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. And overnight lows down into the low 40s. Getting on time to cover or bring in the sensitive plants you may have outside.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Had there been an actual emergency, your local station, in conjunction with the relevant federal authorities, would have broadcast the following pre-recorded announcement.
So you've decided to shave your mustache. It's not as straightforward as you might think. First off, reconsider. Remember that the mouth brow remains the clearest expression of masculinity a man can have above his waist. So give it 24 hours. Do a few things that only a mustache man can do, like investigate a crime or paint a mustache painting. Next, let your woman touch your lip rug one last time. Assuming she doesn't like it, make her touch it. Remind her what she'll be missing. Spend some time alone with your flavor saver. Pet him. Tell him a secret. If at this point you're still determined to annihilate your soup strainer, so be it. Some guys go straight for the razor. That's horse scat. This is a new experience for your face caterpillar, so you've got to be gentle. Start with scissors and slowly cut away a few hairs here and there, speaking reassuringly to your lip blanket.
You can trust me.
Once your cookie duster understands and accepts what's happening, get it done. Resist the temptation to indulge in temporary mustache shenanigans. Now is the time to officially say goodbye to your booger broom. It's normal to cry at this point. Gather the shorn hairs together and make a llamastache. Finally, give your dearly departed dirt squirrel a traditional Viking funeral. Send him to the Nordic gods of facial hair upon a flaming raft. As regret inevitably sets in, don't lose heart. Your grief is already nourishing the roots of your next nose neighbor. The cycle of mustache continues.
go fast. My daddy always told me that love will find a way. Love will find a way. When something stops in on troubling you, just let it slide. There are many days before you, and it love. Let it ride.
Tesla and Modern Day Cowboy, Bang Bang Shoot 'Em Up. Rex Carroll did Find a Way, and I know Rex Carroll did time with a couple of big-name Christian bands, but I sure don't recall either of them sounding anything like that one. Solo suits you, Rex. It suits you. Sacrifice was the name of that soul-sounding tune from a strange concept vinyl LP called Flash Fearless. There's a bunch of good artists on it, with the standard band being The Who's John Entwistle on bass, Nicky Hopkins on piano and clavinet, and a variety of other players on the various tracks, folks like Bill Bruford, Keith Moon, Carmen Appice, Chick Churchill from 10 Years After, and Justin Haywood from the Moody Blues. Singers include Alice Cooper, Jim Dandy from Black Oak, Arkansas, James Dewar from Robin Trower, and it was Elke Brook on the song we heard, with some pretty cool backward guitar parts there from Robert Johnson. J.J. Cale was out of the gate first. I'm a gypsy man. Gypsy man in a gypsy band, just traveling the land, looking for one-night stands. Rock and roll is a decadent business, all right, but I don't think J.J. meant that kind of one-night stands.
Do you suffer from nose itch? Do you find yourself having to blow, wipe, even pick? These are symptoms of a common but serious condition called dried nasal mucus, commonly known as boogers. If you'd prefer to use a pill rather than a tissue, prescription Superfluous helps to correct this problem. While taking Superfluous, you may not be able to sleep, eat, drink, stand, sit, walk, smile, laugh, speak, function, breathe, or wake up. Other side effects include nausea, diarrhea, bloating, flatulence, weight gain, migraines, mood swings, drastic change in libido, frequent urination, fatigue, or in other words, pregnancy. Other side effects can include internal hemorrhaging, heart rupture, brain rupture, rabies, loss of eyesight or smell, loss of eyesight and smell, spontaneous combustion, and slow, horrific, painful, tragic, avoidable death. In rare cases, Superfluous can cause dried nasal mucus to worsen, which can lead to asphyxiation. People who eat food should not take Superfluous. If you commit suicide, discontinue use immediately and dial 911. Stop boogers today. Undermine the fact your doctor spent half their life in medical school, diagnose yourself, and ask him or her about the Superfluous prescription drug, Superfluous.
I'm on the run, aiming to blow, breaking away, in defeat of you all, and catching the storm. With the side of my head, take it away. Feeling it's wrong, kicking it back, walking it home, taking it away, feeling it wrong. You can see me falling faster than you can run. Take it away. You're feeling it strong, kicking it back to watch it dissolve. Tug on the line, chained to the wall. Well, I heard you calling. We're not gonna make it. And running. But do you know good? I'm gonna fall, and probably should. Well, catching me, you never could. Well, I planned out the distance from where you stood. When I hit the ground, gonna laugh out loud and lay there a while and stare at the clouds. It looks bad, or maybe from the angle I'm at. Will I tear off my shirt and wrap it around your
like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger, drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. To him beneath the willow, while the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
Curses. sound of goodbye.
My, what a festive end to a pretty sobering set of music there. No pun intended. Laura Love did that last tune, Sativa. I gave them my house and they gave me 5 years. Patti Loveless, who ought to be a big-time star, did Cheap Whiskey. The smell of cheap whiskey and the sound of goodbye. Miss Loveless, a very talented and versatile musician with a lot of great material available, but she seems to pass under the radar of a lot of folks. Alison Krauss and Brad Paisley were in there with Whiskey Lullaby, and Nathaniel Ratcliffe did that first piece, Falling Faster Than You Can Run. That one, a live track, and a good deal more restrained, dare I say somber, than is Nathaniel's wont, his material, and his delivery is typically a good deal more energetic, let's say. Closing in on 10 p.m., thanks for letting us be your Saturday night music source. I'm Vince Vinyl, in for Rico Mortis on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, 92.9 FM, KCUF. Leonard Skinner is next, a request from Danny Joe in Davenport, right after a news break.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Ben Dover, with this Onion News update.
Following reports earlier today that public relations firm Hill & Knowlton had urged the United States to distance itself from the state of Alabama, Senior Director Marcia Haber sat down with Onion reporters to explain her agency's recommendation that the U.S. cut ties with the longstanding Southern Territory.
We know that Alabama has been closely aligned with the United States for nearly 200 years, but the fact is the state has become a liability for the country's brand. Times are changing, and we think it would be best for all parties involved if Alabama and America went their separate ways.
Haber, who has previously represented clients like Nike, Robert Downey Jr., and OPEC, cited various surveys and opinion polls to highlight several key characteristics of Alabama that have proven detrimental to the nation's overall reputation.
When people hear the words United States, we want them thinking California, Oregon, Colorado, not Alabama. The truth is, people have a tendency to associate this state with teen pregnancies, religious intolerance, and obesity. Not to mention the state's history with race relations is a bit checkered. Simply put, Alabama is not the kind of place you want dragging down the image of a flourishing democracy. Nonetheless, we wish the entire state the very best of luck with any other countries it may seek to work with in the future.
Big wheels keep on turning, cowboy boots, jeans, and a Hawaiian shirt. Mirrored sunglasses, a mobile phone. I guess I look like some Porter Ansa's dope dealers out on bail just trying to get home. But I ain't in jail, and I got me a guitar. Got a little band that's hotter than a rocket. Sometimes we're sloppy, we're always loud. Tonight we're just honor and locked in the pocket. So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas, baby. So screw you. USA and the other states, they're okay. Texas is the place I want to be, and I don't care if I ever go to Delaware anyway. Cause we got Stubbs and Greenhall and Antone's and John T's Country Store. We got Willie and Jackie Jack, Robert Earl, Pat, Corey, Charlie, man, so many more. So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you, sing it with me. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you. Gotten a bad reputation because of what happened in Dallas and Waco. And our corporations, they are corrupt, and our politicians are swindlers and loco. But when it comes to music, my friend, I believe these words are as true as St. John the Revelator's. Our Mr. Vaughn was the best that there ever was, and no band was cooler than a 13th floor elevator. So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you, screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you, screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you.
Seen her for yourself. California girl.
Pedal to the metal, and be boogieing all night long. California girl. Throughout the lands, across the whole wide world, there ain't nothing prettier than a California girl. I'm a pedal to the metal and be boogieing all night long. We'll be right back.
Goldsmith and Stone Ground wrapping up our quick tour of the country. North America, the title. That track from Hearts of Stone, in my opinion, the best album from that band, or the most consistent. Stone Ground, an early days Bay Area band that suffered way too many personnel changes. Something good on all of their albums, but also a lot of filler on most of them. California Bound was the Fried Brothers. Ray Wiley Hubbard did We're From Texas. And Mississippi was from Dirty Legs, another band that featured Lenny Goldsmith. That one from right around the same time period as the Stone Ground track we heard first. Fred Webb, guitar player, also in both bands. Dirty Legs drummer Danny Hellevig, a former Bay Area cat, and a longtime friend of KCUF. Skynyrd started that set of wandering around the country music. It was Sweet Home Alabama from that band's second LP, imaginatively titled Second Helping. I'm Vince Vinyl. This is KCUF, non-corporate radio for Boulder Creek and the San Lorenzo Valley.
Tonight on Educational TV, part one of Alastair Clark's acclaimed British series, Why Do Men Have Nipples?
On KCUF TV.